ever wonder why some teams excel, why others fail? The Scrum Master role is a game changer. Here are some effective tips that if you're thinking about becoming a Scrum Master will add value to your role. Point number one, protect the team from external distractions. I like that one. You see, by acting as a buffer, the Scrum Master shields the team from unplanned requests and most of all, interruptions that may derail focus and actual productivity. This is important, family, because teams can deliver value more predictable and maintain quality when they have fewer disruptions. You know, if you've ever been working on something and imagine that you had someone as a blocker, you know, someone that would say, hey, you need to come through me in order to have that conversation with that team. Here's some actionable tips I'd love for you to experiment with. Create clear channels for all external requests, such as a board or a backlog. Negotiate with stakeholders about the scope as well as timing of new requests. And the last and final one, reinforce the sprint goal to keep the team aligned on what the priorities is, or what I like to say, keeping the main thing the main thing. Point number two, encourage experimentation and risk taking. See, the Scrum Master creates a safe space for the team to try new ideas, even if they may fail. This is why I have this sign behind me. Failure is a temporary state where the most valuable lessons are learned. I love that. This is why I actually live it. This is important because innovation thrives when teams can learn from failed experiments without the fear of, you know, pointing the finger, basically blame. Experiment with these actionable tips. Create small failures as learning opportunities and retrospectives. Retrospectives is basically where we try and learn how we can improve quality, how we can get better as a team. And the next one is allocate time for research or spike tasks to explore new technologies or how we're going to try new approaches. Use data-driven insights to evaluate those experiments objectively. Point number three, serve as a servant leader. See, Scrum Masters put the needs of the team first. Focus on how they can help them grow, learn, and of course, perform at their highest, and I do mean highest, potential. We can even say be effective. We can also say be exceptional. This is important, family, because servant leaders foster an environment of trust, empowerment, high engagement for vitalizing, self-organizing teams. Experiment with these actionable tips. Ask, how can I help you whenever a challenge arises? Provide growth opportunities and resources for team development. And most of all, can you give credit to the team members publicly and handle criticisms or corrections privately? Point number four, champion continuous improvement, or what we like to say, Kaizen. The Scrum Master advocates for iterative processes of learning and adapting, encouraging the team to refine processes and practices. Why is this important? Continuous improvement not only boosts productivity, but it also improves product quality and team morale as each iteration becomes more efficient. Experiment with these actionable tips. Use sprint retrospectives to identify at least one actionable improvement each time. Encourage experimentation with new tools or methods to see if it yields a better result. And last but not least, measure the impact of changes and share learnings across the organization. Point number five, act as an agile champion by promoting an agile mindset. See, the Scrum Master represents an agile mindset. What does that mean, Ed? See, we look at practices, we look at principles, ensuring consistent application and champion them all at levels of the organization. Why is this important? Consistency in an agile adaptation or agile mindset helps align teams, departments, leadership. Now we're creating a culture of continuous improvement. Experiment with these actionable tips. Present success stories and data that highlights the benefits of maintaining and sustaining an agile mindset. Mentor new Scrum Masters or agile teams to expand practice across the organization. And you know what? I'll just throw this one in. Host a lunch and learn or a workshop to educate stakeholders on maintaining and sustaining that agile mindset with values. Point number six, encourage T T-shaped skills. I like that. The Scrum Master guides team members towards a T-shaped mindset. What is a T-shaped skill set? Well, so basically it's, think of a T like that. And what it is in what area they have a deep specialty, but they're broad, think of the outside of the T, they're broad in other areas. So a good way, reason why you want to do this is because it helps with skill development and you foster flexibility in who can tackle tasks. Why is this even important? Well, T-shaped skills reduce dependencies and create a more adaptive team, especially when priorities shift. Experiment with these actionable tips. Identify gaps in skill sets and offer training to broader competencies. Set personal development goals tied to expanding skill, their skill set. And the last and final one, encourage mentorship partnerships where experts train teammates in new areas. Point number 7, you got to remove those impediments. Remove impediments. Scrum Masters actively look for and eliminate any obstacles that may slow down teams' progress, whether it's technical, whether it's organizational, or maybe if it's just interpersonal. Why is this important? Unresolved impediments quickly multiply, causing delays, causing frustration, and reducing team morale. Experiment with these actionable tips. Keep a visible impediment board and update it daily. Next, encourage team members to report impediments immediately. Escalate issues that can't be resolved within the team to the appropriate leader. Point number 8, we are always looking to resolve conflicts and facilitate healthy communication. So resolve conflicts and facilitate healthy communication. What does that look like? The Scrum Master mediates disagreements and teaches conflict resolution strategies to maintain constructive team dynamics. This is important, family, because addressing conflicts properly prevents them from escalating and damaging two of the biggest things that I believe that you deal with, trust and productivity. Experiment with these actionable tips. Encourage open dialogue during scrums or retrospective. I would say more of the retrospective. We want to have as much open dialogue as possible. Use active listening techniques, modeling a non-judgmental communication. If conflicts persist, hold private mediation sessions to understand the root cause, not the surface layer. You always hear me talk about the root cause of what's creating this. Well, family, I have 3 tips, and then I'll send you on the way. 3 tips that I would love for you just to recall and remember. I ask that you take action today. Stay adaptive. Agile is not a one-size-fits-all approach. Customize practices to fit the team context while staying true to the underlying principles of transparency, inspection, and adaptation. Next one, build trust with leadership. Regularly update senior management about successes, challenges, and actually learning curves. Cultivating trust with leadership helps secure the support and resources that team need. And remember, as a Scrum Master, your effectiveness grows with trust, communication, and most of the things that sometimes in life we struggle with. You got to have patience. And the last and final one, never stop learning. The agile mindset is one of the key ingredients. Keep your knowledge up to date by reading, attending meetups, connecting with other agile professionals. And last but not least, family, take action today. Continue to be bold, stand out. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.